Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell by 4.3% in March compared to February, their biggest decline in 16 months. That's a reversal from a positive start to the year, as buyers took advantage of a decline in mortgage rates and active listings that ticked higher. But mortgage rates have inched back up and are now above 7%, according to Freddie Mac, and that's kept a lot of buyers on the sidelines. Google said it fired 28 employees who protested earlier this week against its parent company's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government. In a company-wide email, Google's vice president for global security said the protests at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California, were, quote, unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. The group that organized the protests said the firings indicate that Google values its contract with Israel more than its own workers. And Germany has detained two dual German-Russian nationals on suspicion of spying for Moscow and seeking to disrupt Western military aid to Ukraine. The two men are suspected of gathering intelligence about military and industrial installations in Germany, which has sought to clamp down on Russian spying activities in the country since Moscow's attack on Ukraine 2 years ago, expelling dozens of Russian diplomats and closing four of Russia's five consulates. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.